Welcome to this exercise. You can find a comfortable position for yourself and close your eyes when you're ready. If you're doing this exercise sitting down, keep your feet firmly on the floor, your hands on the armrest or in your lap. And if you're doing the exercise at home, you can also do it whilst lying down. Hands calmly on your stomach or beside you. And then you may take a moment to give some attention to a situation you are currently dealing with or struggling with. Maybe think back to something that happened, a feeling that's been gnawing at you for a while, perhaps. Something that's bothering you. Just take your time to recall that situation. Imagine it. Imagine and try to feel what you're feeling. Notice what feelings arise. And where you can place these sensations in your body when you think back to this. And just stay with your attention on this feeling and situation for a moment. And now just focus on this feeling. And with this feeling in mind, think back to your life, your childhood. See if there were moments where you felt the same way. Maybe an early memory during your childhood where you had exactly the same feeling. And try to remember what happened back then. Maybe it was a similar situation or a similar theme. And try to imagine this situation and how you felt as a small child back then. Yourself as a child having the same feelings as you have right now. Imagine yourself as a child, and what would you do to comfort yourself? Try to picture yourself as a kid, having these feelings, and how would your adult self comfort that child? How do you normalize the feelings of the child? Just let them be there. Maybe giving a hug or sitting next to the child or having the child on your lap, just being together. Just having the feeling with your child self that there's nothing that needs to change at this moment. You can be yourself. Sometimes you just feel like that. Maybe feel like you've messed everything up. Maybe you're scared, angry, or sad. And what would you say to the child? The little child that feels that way. Maybe you can tell that small version of yourself that it's okay. They're okay. Safe. You're there to comfort them. What does the child need? And now if you take a step back and think back to the situation that you've been struggling with in the here and now, are the things you said and done to the child also helpful to yourself at this moment? Maybe you need to hear that it's okay to have these feelings, that you are okay, that you're safe now. Accept the feelings that you've been dealing with. And perhaps consider for yourself, with regard to the situation that you're dealing with in the here and now, if the thoughts you were having about this situation were accurate, but might have been too strong, might have been too negative. What did you think in this situation, and what would be helpful to think? You can ask yourself if the thoughts you were having in this situation are valuable to you. And if not, what way of thinking would be valuable to you right now? So now, hopefully, you've come to accept your feelings and still feel okay about yourself. Maybe you've had a thought to reflect on what you've been thinking. And if that's been helpful or not. And finally, what could you do in this situation that you've been dealing with? It could take some action for you to solve the situation. If you think action is what's needed, then decide what you could do with this. Maybe solve or confront it. And figure out the next step. But also, it could be that you need to let go of something. Maybe just something that isn't valuable in this moment. Some solutions don't bring any gain, or some problems cannot be practically solved. It's often the case with feelings or thoughts that we need to let them go. And if you decide that you need to let go maybe some of your emotions or thoughts in this situation, imagine just blowing it all away on an exhale. It's okay to let things go once you've taken the time to reflect on your feelings. And if you feel that the topic is too big to let go in this moment, but it's something that you need to let go, you might want to give it more attention in the near future, maybe write about it, or return to the topic more regularly in exercises like these. That's fine. Give yourself the time and space to process this. And decide which action is most suitable for you at this moment. Which choice, taking action, letting go, or taking time to process, and see if you can carry that decision with you for the rest of this day and maybe the next. And if difficult feelings rise again, return to this exercise. Find ways to accept your feelings, reflect on your thoughts, and decide if action is necessary or letting go is maybe the best step. You can finish this exercise for now and slowly open your eyes again.